come. Come in, my dear fellow.
Thank you. This is a most unfortunate affair, Prime Minister.
What the devil do you... I only just had word myself. Intelligence cannot possibly have reached you.
On the contrary, Prime Minister, ample intelligence reached me the moment I opened the door to this room. It is perfectly obvious that you've been in recent consultation with at least two senior officers from Scotland Yard. The Home Secretary has also been here within the last 10 minutes. The matter concerns an issue of national security with ramifications for the Ministry of War and the Admiralty. I shall not insult your intelligence by explaining these elementary deductions.
Thank you. Now,
the question as to who is responsible for this embarrassment has been resolved, but I perceive that there are certain complications.
Oh, I do wish you wouldn't do this.
You have ordered Scotland Yard to investigate. You will give them 2 days before you request my assistance, but you think it unlikely that they will make any progress. You have called me here this morning to ask if I should be able to persuade my brother to look into the matter. I shall.
The Bruce Partington Plans by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. Dramatized for radio by Bert Cools. With Clive Medicine as Sherlock Holmes and Michael Williams as Dr. John Watson. And featuring John Hartley as Mycroft Holmes and Stephen Thorne as Inspector Lestrade. The Bruce Partington Plans.
Your letter received. Am interested. Require more details of goods. Piero.
Oh, for pity's sake, Holmes.
For pity's sake. Anagrams. I forsake. I forsake style. Oh, style, little P. Did you know that Roland de Lassus composed over 1,200 works for the human voice?
No, I can't say that I did.
Oh, yes. Then he went mad.
Shared rooms with someone, did he? Anything in the paper? There's another revolution in Central America. Possible war in Africa. Imminent change of government.
Yeah, nothing interesting, then.
Holmes, sooner or later the fog will lift. Life will get back to normal. Till then, why don't you try some of that patient Tibetan endurance you used to be so fond of?
Oh, Watson.
Look out of this window.
Why, for heaven's sake?
You can't see to the other side of the street. Haven't been able to since Monday.
Yes, exactly.
The thief or the murderer could roam London as the tiger roams the jungle, unseen until he pounces and then fading away into the cloud bank as if he'd never existed. Your paper should be groaning under the weight of 1,000 tales of villainy. But what's actually happened? Nothing. The London criminals are dull fellows. There have been numerous petty thefts.
Oh,
petty thefts. This great and somber stage is set for something more worthy than that.
Attend to your work, boy.
Yes, Mr. Johnson.
Which sheet did you have there?
Sheet 5.
Armaments and control systems.
Do you know every drawing in this office by heart, Mr. Johnson?
Don't be impertinent.